Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, July 26, 2016. As always, we are coming from the very lovely city of West Palm Beach, Florida. I hope all of you are well. It has been 3 weeks. I know I keep saying that we're going to do this show every week, and it just things are coming up. It's summertime. Go out and enjoy too, because I'm enjoying my summer. But yes, we are going to get to the nitty gritty soon. It has been 3 weeks since I talked to you. We had an amazing Chicago trip. Let's just get right into that. I got to tell you, it was amazing. Had an absolutely great time. It was nonstop. It was so busy. I think for the 2 weeks that we were there, I don't think I stopped except for resting in my bed 1 second. It was going to the Cubs game, going to Six Flags, going to all the places to eat, spending time with family, spending time with friends, and just doing all sorts of fun stuff. As always, I love seeing my mom. I love seeing my family up there, and it was so nice. The weather was beautiful. I don't think we got rain or any part of the. If it did, it happened at night, because I don't remember us having to sit out for a day. It was just so exciting. Oh no, it did rain at the Cubs game. The Cubs game was delayed for a few hours, but that's okay. It was a very nice game, and the Cubs lost, so I was happy. I know for you Chicago fans out there, I don't like Chicago teams, so I don't root for my own city. It's funny, but that's the truth. Anyways, let's get on to the show. It was such a nice trip, but I got to say that it started out kind of rocky, because on the way up there, all of a sudden I started having tooth pain. And if you follow my social media, then you know that, yeah, I had to have a root canal after all the things. I was so shocked. I guess what happened was one of the fillings that the dentist did a long time ago, I guess, didn't hold. And I guess there was a small little thing under there, and I guess stuff just got in and just ate away the tooth, even though the rest of the tooth was pretty healthy. And on the way up there, all of a sudden I just started having immense pains on the rest of the trip up there. And the first day I had to have a $900 root canal. Yeah, so $900 went right out the window, and I wasn't too happy about that, because it took 3 days out of my little vacation. But I recovered quickly, and I was glad to have it done. Nira handled the trip. She loved it. She actually loved my mom's house. She did well in the car. She played well with my mom's dog. I didn't think that there would be a problem there, but I got to say, this dog is a swimmer. We had her in the pool. Actually, we didn't have her in the pool. She would not stop jumping in the pool and swimming for 2 weeks. Like every time we were outside, she would run in. If we were swimming in the pool, she would be swimming. She would be floating on the raft. If we were outside, she'd be jumping in. I mean, this dog is a pure water dog, and it was so enjoyable to see, and it was so nice to see that she was so comfortable with everything, the backyard and everything. Because sometimes, you know how animals are, when we're not in our comfort zone, or animals aren't in their comfort zone, you know, it's tough sometimes and they act a little funny, but she fits right in anywhere, and I was really, really glad to see that. But, you know, I think I'm going to start taking time up for summers from now on. And just a couple months, maybe June or July, or June, July, or August, or maybe I'll become a snowbird. I don't know. My main residence will still be here in Florida, but after spending time with my mom, I realized, you know, I think it's time to just go up there, up to Chicago, and just continue working from there as well. But in the summertime, go and visit her, stay there for a month or two, and just spend some time. You know, I mean, we don't have much time left. You know, we're all getting older, and I know she needs help around the house, and I think it'll be good for both of us. But I'm glad to be home. I really am. I love Florida. I do love Florida. It's hot out, but I still love it. because Fast Pitch season is back, and I am excited. We won our first game last Sunday, and I didn't do too well. You know, I mean, I didn't do too bad. There was one of the girls we were playing against is a travel pitcher. She used to play for college as well, and she was, you know, she pitches 70 miles, 75 miles an hour, and it's hard to hit her. And I hit her, and I was shocked, especially since I haven't played in almost about a year because the league was going through some changes, and then I had my surgery and everything. But I'm glad to be back. You guys know I love softball. I don't know what I'm going to do when I can't play softball anymore. I guess I'll just have to learn to cope with it like everything else. But if you tuned in last show we talked about the development of universal consciousness. And as of course, there's no surprise, what did we talk about? We talked about finding self, as always, right? We all, it's always about us, isn't it? It's always about me when it comes to development and how to change the world and how to transform and how to grow. And, you know, you have to learn to develop a sense of self. This is very important, people. If we don't develop a sense of self, then we don't come to an understanding. And understanding brings awareness to not only in ourselves, but our limitations and our challenges. And this is so very vital for growth. If we are not aware of our limitations, if we're not aware of our challenges, if we're not aware of the things that stop us from growth, then we don't develop a sense of self. We don't develop the confidence that we need. We don't develop the sense of security. You know, this is why so many of us chase money and fame and the high-priced jobs and the girlfriends and the boyfriends and the fancy cars, is because all of these material items are trying to find our sense of self. And we look at it and we say, well, if I have tons of friends and if I have all these things, then, you know, all these things are going to give me my sense of self. They're going to give me my security. They're going to give me my confidence. They're going to help me understand who I am. And that is not correct at all. It's we got to look at self. You got to find self, and it's a challenging thing to do. It's a lot of work to find self. But our roles do not give us a sense of self either, right? And we're going to talk a lot about roles tonight and in the tonight show, because they kind of play hand in hand, which is why I did the shows back to back like this. But our roles don't give us a sense of self or a sense of belonging either, because they're just roles. And we got to dig deeper than who we are during this lifetime. We got to figure out who we are in truth. What is our light? What is our light? And where is our purpose at, as far as that, not just in our roles today, but what is it that gives us our most maximum light? So maximum efficiency is always just stepping away from our beliefs, as we talked about, right? We must learn to step away from the belief system and from society and what's told to us, the told knowledge, because a lot of what is in the world is incorrect. And we're kind of finding that out. You know, I mean, if you just take alternative medicine, obviously, because that's my field as well, just in the last 20, 30 years, how much ideas it changed on how what we thought was healthy for us is no longer healthy, and what in 10, 15 years of what we thought today is no longer. So you must learn to adapt as the world adapts, and even as people tell you things. Always keep an open mind. Always keep there should never be anything concrete. A belief system means that this is what I believe and there's no change. It should always be left open. There should always be a door for you to grow. And if not, then this is where we get stuck. But, you know, it's in the archives on the website and on Blog Talk, so go check it out. Tonight, I am so excited about tonight, because I actually have been waiting 3 weeks for this show. I have. I love talking about the contracts, agreements, and life plans. This show is going to be a very important show. Have you ever wondered why the people and experiences of your life become the way they do? Or do you ever ponder the idea that some big cosmic force is in the driver's seat of your own life? Those are two questions that I know a lot of people are constantly thinking, especially when life gives us challenges or life isn't going as smoothly. We always think that there's some sort of cosmic force or like some type of god or goddess out there that's controlling us, playing us like puppeteers. And, you know, and when things happen, when chaos happens in our life or great challenges in our life, we're looking for answers. Sometimes they leave us really devastated. And when we're turning and we're looking around and we're saying, what do I have to do? And then all of a sudden, what do? We start to pray. We start to go outside of ourselves and we start to ask for help and we start to ask for all these different things. And in that very moment, we start to lose ourselves a little bit. We start to push away from who we are because it's like, well, why are these people in my life? Whether it's, you know, without using, well, I guess I'm going to have to use my no-no words for everybody to understand. Well, you know, if these good experiences, as we like to think about them, if these good people are in our lives, well, why are they in our life? And why did this person come in and create so much chaos? Or why did I meet this person and act that way and create so much chaos myself? Is there someone out there dictating who I am? Is there someone out there dictating what I think and do? I mean, do I really have control over who I am? And that's why tonight's show is so important, because if you get these concepts, people, I promise you that this will change your life if you understand this on a deep level. I want you to try to understand what I say, even if you disagree with some of this, because tonight is about truth. As always, the show is always about truth. I do not teach my belief system or any belief system. This is the truth. And when we come to accept the contracts, agreements, and life plans and how they truly work, so much is lifted from us, so much anger, so much emotion, so much of these things, these challenges that are controlling us, really change our perspective, because it allows us to grow. It allows us to truly understand what's going on. But I very rarely ever say this, but I'm going to say it this show. Mostly everything we know about our lives is incorrect. From religion to spirituality to medicine to so many things in our lives is incorrect. We are so young, people. We are so young as a race. And to think that we have an idea about what is going on in this world, to think that we know what's best for us, is a fool. And of course, when we're young, when you're a young kid, right? Let's take 5-year-olds, you know, for your moms out there, your dads out there, that, you know, your 5-year-old, your 6-year-old, even up into your teens, they know everything, right? They know it all. They've been through it all. They're smarter than you. They know for a fact. They know how to do it, right? And we're no different. As a race, we are in our infancy, people. We are in our childhood and in our 5-6-year-old range, and we think we have an answer. And the funny thing is we are at most, we are best guessing at what we think is the truth about how the universe works. Just now, through scientific data, we're able to explain some laws of the universe and how life works. But still, on a cosmic level, on a spiritual level, what's really going on? Why is our life all over the place? Religion tells us one thing. Spirituality tells us another thing. Then we got people that don't believe in anything, atheists and all these other people, and they say another thing. You got Scientologists that say, so what's going on with all these different ways? How do we know what's truth? How do we know what's universal truth and your truth? Because all we're doing is passing down info that's simply not true. Control is what most people want, because when we're fearful, when we have no security, when we're not comfortable with who we are, when we don't have self-assurance, when we don't have a sense of self, we create things to manifest our lives into developing the world we want. And this is why religion and gods and goddesses and spirituality and all these ideas, politics, have such a strong hold on everybody. And we drive ourselves nuts. We actually drive ourselves insane and fight with people over these concepts. And most of what we're fighting over is so far from the truth, it's not even funny. It's our best guess, right? Or the best lie that we've been told. We've been told that a god or goddess, some great big cosmic force, the universe is in charge of you. You have no control. Someone made you, someone produced you, someone's watching you. And if you don't walk a fine line, or you don't do this, or you don't put out good, you're not going to get good. And all these ideas, all these silly ideas, are creating this chaos in our lives. But it's not true. Nobody is in charge of you. In fact, there's no force in charge of you, no outside force in charge of you. The truth is, you are in control of your life. You are in control of all aspects of your life, from who you are, to gender, to sexuality, to your family members, your the places you live, the looks you have, the way you're developed, your friends, your job, your school. And yes, my friends, it is all about you. It is all 100% about you. And how scary is that, right? How scary is that to realize that you and you alone are in control of your life? You have mastered this. You have created this. That puts you solely responsible for your life. And isn't this where it gets tricky? Isn't this where it gets tricky? Because what do we like to do when something goes wrong with my no-no words? When something goes or not as planned, we like to blame somebody else or say, oh, well, it's some higher powers thing. Well, when something goes right, instead of giving ourselves a little credit for the hard work we do, we hand it over to something else. But we have so much control over our lives. We are so young, but we have so much control over our lives that we don't understand the power we have. And yet we'd rather fight over politics and who's right, the blue or the red. We'd rather fight over religion and spirituality, over a god versus goddesses and crosses and non-crosses and all this silly little stuff. But we're not looking at the bigger picture. You can pray to a God all you want. I'm not telling you not to believe in a God or a goddess or whatever. You can believe in whatever you want. But when you give over your control, then you don't really realize that your life plan includes you. Then that means that you must take responsibility, and that's why you don't want to do it. If you choose to just constantly hand over your power to something else, it's because you do not want to take responsibility for who you are and your actions. It's as plain and simple as that. You can disagree with me all you want, but it's not until you choose to take responsibility for your actions and realize that you are in control of your life, will your life ever change? Now, the awesome thing about that is now you have the power. If you heard that before, or you've never heard that, understand. But if you get this at such a deep level, it sounds so simple. But if you get this at such a deep level, then you really, I just gave you an immense amount of power, because now that you know that you're responsible for everything in your life, that you can take charge of it. You have the power to do whatever you want in your life. You have the power to take control of who you are. Take control of the chaos. Take control of your challenges. Take control of who is around in your life, who you invite in your life, family, friends, who, etc. And transform your life into something that you want. Truly amazing, isn't it? We'll be right back after these messages.
KM Botanicals, a natural solution manufacturer, is committed to providing the finest holistic and purest therapeutic products. Stay tuned to see what the buzz is all about. KM Botanicals will be a way of life. KM Botanicals will promote total well-being through newer, purer, holistic products. You're one of the first in the know just for listening right now. Nothing like the others. KM Botanicals has 25 years of trust, technique, loyalty, and pure ingredients behind them, which have all come together in perfect harmony. Be part of it. Don't forget, when you hear KM Botanicals, you'll know that's the cue to begin your journey. Coming soon, KM Botanicals.
Our life plan is called a blueprint. That's self-explanatory, right? It's simple, right? Life plan is a blueprint. It's an outline of who we are. And in this blueprint, we create roles. Who are we going to be this time? Because who you are right now is not who you are. It's just a character. If you've listened to this show, last show and many other shows, you know I talk about roles all the time. And it's just a character. This Miss Raina is just a persona I am using for this particular lifetime to do what I have to do. I have created, and you have created. Take a look at yourself in the mirror right now And look, you have created your personality. You create your life lessons. You created your gender, your family members, your living situations, your look, your race, your life challenges, and your when you were born and when you're going to transition and so many other things. You are the master creator of your own life. And I think that's awesome. I do. I, you know, when I re-remembered that this lifetime, because as like you, when I was younger, I used to think that I was in Catholic school. I was told that some God was in charge of me. And when I developed into myself, I realized every time I got mad at a God, every time I got mad at somebody else, Lori would laugh at me and say, "You did this to you." And I'd be like, "What? What are you talking about? I didn't do this to me. This is your fault. This is God's fault. This is this. No, no." And she'd just laugh and say, "No, you did this to you." And and when I was so young, that used to infuriate me. I had no clue what she was talking about until I got a little bit older and all this information came. And I remember the day I was in a meditation and all this information came inside me, including this stuff, contracts, life plans, and agreements. And it showed me what an outline looked like. It showed me what the blueprint is. It showed me that I created the role. I created everything about me, the height of me, the looks of me, the color of my hair, my family member. And it was so amusing to me because I just had to laugh. I was like, "We have that much power?" And she said, "Yes, you have free will." And I said, "Wow, I never thought about it like that." And she's like, "Of course not." And I'm thinking, I'm like, wow. I was like, so free will is actually just so much bigger than what we think, than just our choice of life. Free will, we have free range. We are our own gods, our own goddesses. We are our own masters of our universes. We create everything inside of us. So if I have, so who can I blame for my personality? And I made it that way. Who can I blame for the way I look? I made it that way. It is the structure system of life. And to me, I always looked at it and I just thought that was so amazing. I was like, wow, so instead of being mad at the way I looked or what is, I looked at it in a bigger sense now. I said, okay, well, if I created this, why did I create this? What was it? Why did I come with these type of challenges? Because as I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, we create our challenges in order and our personalities and our bodies and everything else to match up. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, the roles are just amazing to me. And the types of roles, there are many, many types of roles. And roles are just a portion of the blueprint. This is just the scheme of it. This is just the general outline. The first thing you start with is the role. So I'm going to say, okay, well, there are many types. Well, what am I going to be? Am I going to be an artist this time? Am I going to be a leader? Am I going to be a sage, a caretaker? Or, you know, or maybe I'm going to be a greeter. And I don't mean a greeter, like I mean someone who is in a person of greed. And you know, or am I going to be a murderer? Am I going to be a murder victim? And there's even a category called loser. And I know you guys are going to laugh at that, but there is actual a category of a role called loser. And yes, people actually purposely pick this category of a loser to learn life lessons. There are even helpless people, sick people, people who are always sick, and there are so many more roles. I don't think I would have time and it would be so boring just to list them all. But those are just few of the popular ones that people would be aware of. And there are so many roles, and you get to choose it. Which one it is. So if I'm going to be like this life, I chose to be I'm a sage. I've always been a sage as a spirit guide. I'm a sage. That's what I am. I'm a soul sage. And it's a type of a sage. And so I planned my body and I planned my voice and I planned everything around what my role is. And the role is so many things. This doesn't mean just your occupation, people. This means that, like I said, this means the type of personality you have. This means, okay, so what, I'm a sage. What else am I? What other parts of the role am I? What kind of family members am I going to have? What kind of intelligence am I going to have? Am I going to be smart? smart? Am I going to be average intelligence? Am I going to be gullible and naive? How much limited consciousness am I going to create in myself? Because if I'm going to be a victim, well, then I got to make sure that I'm very gullible. I got to make sure that I have very limited consciousness. So when I see the person who's about to murder me, I don't recognize that, because if I'm too smart, if I'm able to read people too quickly, then the moment I have a contract with someone, I'm going to avoid the contract or try to avoid the contract because I see it. So when we look at things and we say, well, you know, have you ever had a relationship or anything that just happened and you're like, wow, what was I thinking? Like, I don't know what I was thinking during this relationship. It was because that was part of the blueprint. It was part of the contract. The blueprint, my friends, is set in stone. This is part of fate. When there are, and the contracts and agreements too, are fate. When fate is going to happen, it is a contract. It is an agreement upon soul. It is part of your life blueprint, and there is no escaping it. It will happen the way it needs to happen. You will be at that moment at the perfect time, and there's nothing you can do about it. And why would you? Challenges are directly correlated to the blueprint. We design, as I said earlier, we design our bodies, our lives, our way of thinking. We design it all for the challenges of life lessons. Like, let's take, for example, since politics in America are very brought up all the time. Well, you know, I see so many. I shut down social media for the last 3 weeks because I'm so tired of seeing people fighting like children. We're fighting like children all the time over who's right and who's wrong. And the people that are fighting there are very angry. They need to be important. They need to be on the winning side. And so we're going to battle each other and make fun of each other and call each other stupid like we know. And that's all part of your design. You designed yourself that way purposely to maximize your life lessons. So you're going right according to plan. And the wonderful thing about that is if you recognize that, if you learn and you become aware of it and you want to change, there's always room for growth in your life plan. These things are set in stone, but you have an option to transform it. You have an option to help the world grow. Do you want to be childish? Do you want to be angry and put more hate in the world? And you think you're changing the world? Or do you want to have self-awareness and say, wow, okay, this is part of my life plan. This is part of my role to be this aggressive, to be this way. And now that I know that, now that I have the power of that, and I can, and I'm, it's maximizing the lesson, now that I'm aware, I have the power to change this. I have the power to change myself, to grow, to manifest transformation so that I can bring light into the world. But if you're too busy being right, then you're not understanding what's going on. And that's part of the blueprint. If you take a look at yourself, you made that way. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. You created that. You, every time I look in the mirror, I'm always like that. I'm like, wow, this is so cool that I created all this. I created the size, the muscle strength, everything I create. And I just find that absolutely great. Contracts and agreements. What are contracts and agreements? Well, they're a part of life plan, right? We have our life plan, like I said, personality, our life lessons, and gender, our family, you know, our looks, and when we're going to be born and when we're going to transition. And inside the contracts and agreements are written in the blueprint. Their contracts and agreements are between souls. Obvious, right? It's simple. When we incarnate with certain souls. And the souls, the family members that you have, the friends that you have, the boyfriends or girlfriends, wives and husbands and children, and all the family members that you incarnate and come in contact with in relationships of any form, have contractual agreements upon on the other side. You have a contract with every single person that you know in your life. And that sounds like a lot of contracts, right? Well, yeah, but it happens so quickly because we don't look at it that way. I mean, the souls that we incarnate with are here to teach us and grow. You incarnate with people so that you can teach them and help them grow as well. That is why it is a contract. So every person in your life is meant with a specific lesson. Think about it. Think about that. You know those horrible relationships that you had, as we mentioned before? Or how about, like, you have any siblings that you just go neck and neck at? Or there are certain life challenges that you constantly repeat with yourself, with boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever, or maybe jobs. Maybe your challenges is jobs. Think about your challenges, and you have a specific contract and an agreement to that specific role, to that life lesson, in order for you to learn and grow. So it's no surprise that these type of people come into your life. So when the first question was asked, why are the people and the experiences the way they do, is because you wrote a contract. You said, well, part of my blueprint is I'm going to be Miss Raina, and since I'm a soul sage and a spirit guide, I still have to take human form. So that means I still have to learn lessons. I still have to have limited consciousness in some areas, and I still have to have experiences. So who am I going to come in with that's going to help teach me what I need to know or re-remember so that when I'm later in life, that I'm going to help them? So all my clients, all my students, I already have contracts with them before they sign contracts over here on Earth. It's that simple. And so all these people are going to come into your life. You picked it. Why are we going to be angry at that? When we're hateful, right? We're hateful towards somebody who's really hurt us. We've always had that one, right? And every person has that one relationship that's just so horrible, right? That's just so horrible. And even to this day, you may have moved on, you may have that, but every time you think of this person, you cringe. And it's the most difficult, right? It's the most difficult. It's the most challenging. But you pick this person. So shift your perception a little bit. Shift your perception to see, well, I picked this person to teach me. Because the people who give us the most difficult challenges in our life, who cause us the most pain, are our greatest teachers. And you look at it and you say, well, yeah, maybe that's right. Or I agree with that. Or maybe you don't agree with that at all. But that's true. Our teachers are the people who usually cause us the most pain. Yes, we have teachers that don't cause us, but the most traumatic situations, if you can get your emotions out of it, if you can look at this and say, well, this isn't good, because that's what our ego says, right? This isn't a good situation. It's not bad. It wasn't right or wrong. I'm not the fool for doing this. And we'd start to look at it and remove the emotion. Then all of a sudden we say, okay, well, what did this soul teach me? What did this contract that I had with this person, what was the point of it? Well, what did she teach me, or what did he teach me? Well, the last relationship I had was probably that one, was probably the worst one I ever had. And that one taught me, helped me refocus who I was. Because I got to tell you, I was going through school and doing so much, and I was out having a good time, and I was really debating whether or not I wanted to do this type of work because it's a lot of responsibility, and I started to lose myself because to be honest with you, for a good portion of my life, I didn't want it. And it was too much. It was constantly too much. People constantly coming up to me all the time, and not just wanting to be my friend, but just wanting information from me and then move on. And I was just like, well, this sucks. And during this relationship, because of the toxicity and because of where they were at in their life and where I was at in my life, it was a collision course that exploded. But in the rubble, I picked up the pieces and said, you know what? I need to be me. Because I changed for this person. I became somebody else for this person, and they still didn't like me. And what did it do to me? it just beat me up. It drained me, and it made me miserable because I rejected who I was. And that was part of the contract. Part of my agreement was for me to find myself in the chaos. When someone can treat you that bad, when someone can hurt you that bad, did you learn the lesson? Can you find yourself? Can you pick up the rubble and find the lessons? And there is many, many lessons. I learned so much in that last one. But can you find it? Because if you can't find the lessons, then you're going to repeat it. And let me tell you, there is no karma. It's not karma out to get you. It's not going to be like, oh, well, you didn't learn your lesson. You're going to be punished. You're an idiot. You're just going to keep going over and over until you learn. Come on, get with the program. It's not like that. We need to start having compassion for ourselves and understanding for ourselves, because when we understand that these agreements come in, and if we're not understanding the agreement, then the contract continues until you learn the lessons. But you as a soul, you're smart. We'll be right back after these messages.
A message from the life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina at icloud.com.
You guys, your souls are so smart, so very smart, that we do not give enough credit to who we are, because we're so busy being taught that you need to give credit to everything else, angels, spirit guides, gods, goddesses, fruity pebbles, whatever it is. We are told to constantly give over our power, constantly give over and pray and bow to these things. But you don't realize how smart your soul is. We are so smart on the other side because we know what we're doing. We make this out. If we're going to build something, if we're going to build a house or a car or whatever it is, what are we going to do? Or even teachers come up with a teaching plan, right? If you're going to build a house, you come up with blueprints. You're going to come up with the size of the house, what type of wood, what type of metal, what type of stuff is going to go in the house. And this is the same thing with our lives. It's so simple. It's funny. And if you can grab this easy concept that, okay, we actually create our lives, it's going to change your life forever, because we do. We actually know what we're doing. When a challenge arises, we put it there. When someone we meet that just breaks our heart, we put it there. It's to test us constantly to see how much you have learned. And even after you have, but after you have overcome the challenge of the contract, guess what's going to happen? Later down the road, that contract's going to come back just a little bit and put someone in your face again, or put a situation in your face again, just to see what happened. Because are you going to realize that the person who hurts you the most is teaching you? If you want to get over issues, people, do you really want to get over the person or the people or the situations that have hurt you, that are always stuck? Then realize that the person who hurt you cared so much about you that they took a role. They took a role to teach you. If you want to get over, and let me repeat that, if you want to get over issues with people, situations, challenges, then remember that the people or the situation that has caused you the most pain has cared about you so much that they took a role to play that role to cause you pain to teach you. Ah, we don't think about that, do we? That the person, what do you mean, Miss Raina, the person that caused me so much pain, the person that broke my heart or treated me like crap, the person who beat me, took that role to cause me pain to teach me because they care about me so much? Yes, absolutely, 100%. And when you realize that, you are not going to blame them anymore. When you realize that, you are not going to be upset at anybody in your life ever again. Everyone asks me, Miss Raina, what's the secret? Why don't you get upset? Or when you do get hurt, why do you get over it so quickly? Because I realize that the person who took that role has an agreement with me because they cared enough about me to contract with me and said, you know what? I need to learn a lesson. You need to learn a lesson. Will you trust me enough in my life, in your life, to have this agreement? And I said, yes. So I trusted this person to hurt me so that I can grow, that I can transform myself so that I can find myself and build confidence, build security, build a sense of self. And you know what? Why would I be mad at somebody like that? Why would I? Have you ever had one of those tough teachers? Have you ever gone through school and you had one of those so tough teachers at the time, you just wanted to strangle them. You're like, oh my God, why is this? And then later in life, you actually realize that they did the most for you. And when you go back, when you've matured and you've grown up and you go to thank them and say, hey, you know what? Thank you for being so hard on me. I know I have. I've done that with about four or five of my teachers in high school and college. Because all of a sudden I realized that because they challenged me the most, they caused me the most pain, they did care the most. They challenged me the most. They took that role. They decided to take that role because I care. And it's the same with me. When I have my clients or my students, I should say, I tell them I'm going to torture you sometimes. I'm going to be really hard on you. I'm going to twist you and bend you and push you to the limit. Sometimes you're going to want to strangle me. Sometimes you are going to dislike me a lot. But I want you to know it's because I care. I care about you so much that I'm willing to take that role for you to grow. And this is in truth in all of our lessons. And I'm telling you, if you can understand that and you can learn to accept that, people, this will change your life right then and there because it changes the perspective, right? It changes the whole perspective about everything. It's hard to imagine sometimes that the person that hurts us the worst cares the most about us. But that is truth. That is universal truth. That is not belief. Let's switch subjects for the last 17 minutes. Rape, murders, and abuse, and all these tough challenges. This is a hard subject. This is really hard for a lot of people to understand. And I really, really want you people to really take a moment and listen. And without any type of reaction, if you've been raped or you've had someone that's been murdered or abused and stuff, I really want you to sit and think about this just for a little bit. Okay, because this is really hard, and I know sometimes with our emotion, especially if we're connected to this, you know, it's hard to get our mindset around it because we act with rage, right? We act with raw anger, we act with raw rage, and whenever we see this online or when we know somebody that happened, I mean, emotion just overtakes us, and it really does. It slaughters us, and this is the death of our growth. The moment we become these type of people. But let's bring up a little topic. Right now, popular in America is all these cops killing people, right? You go over social media everywhere and the newsstands, everything. Every day, there's nothing but we see all these people getting killed by cops, right? The media loves to portray this. Every day we see this. And now we're seeing people are killing cops and it's just an endless cycle. And I'm just going to tell you people that this is the start of the second civil war. I'm not going to get into that subject. That's a private subject. But this whole issue with the cops and the people, this is the start of the second civil war. But let's get back to this type of thing. We become so enraged when we see this type of injustice, and we act with ruthlessness. We act with insensitivity, and we're uncaring. we're apathetic, right? We just don't care. We want to see justice. We judge them without knowing the situation. We judge them. We want justice. We want revenge. We want them to feel the same pain as I feel or that victim felt, because how dare they hurt this person? How dare they do this? This person was innocent, or even if they weren't innocent, they didn't deserve to die like this. They didn't deserve this. And we want them to feel the same way we do or that person does. And for what? For what? All because we don't understand what's going on. Because you're too busy looking at every situation as right and wrong, good or bad, positive or negative, backwards, forward, or better or worse. You do not understand the deeper lesson. You're looking at this as good and this is evil. And as long as you look with those type of limitations and those type of judgments, you are never going to understand that this is all contracts. This is all contracts and agreements. The soul must learn to develop, your soul must learn to develop a sense of understanding and compassion. We are not going to change this world. We are not going to raise its vibration, fighting over these situations, fighting over injustice, fighting over red versus blue and what God is right and what God is wrong. We are never going to grow as long as you don't learn to develop a sense of understanding for human life. And these type of contracts, when people are when these cops and victims are killing each other, and these other people are killing cops, and that they are teaching themselves this idea. They're teaching the idea that about human life. They must learn to understand human life and have compassion. That's why you're so busy fighting. If you're one of those that are angry and you're always fighting with people over politics and religion and all these other things, you're going through the same thing. You must learn to develop that understanding of human life. That human life and compassion and understanding for yourself and others is more important than being right or wrong, good or bad, positive or negative, backwards, forward, or better or worse. And the soul must teach others the same. Plus, when someone gets murdered, when someone gets raped, everybody has to learn how to deal with the grief. They have to learn how to deal with the loss. You must learn that. This isn't a taught thing. Hey, everybody, every one of us, I have been killed many times. Actually, in my last three lives, I was in war, and I was killed in war. And I still have dreams about the Vietnam War and the I was in the Revolutionary War too, but I survived that one. But the Civil War, the first Civil War, and so I had to learn, and many lifetimes I have to learn. I had to learn this stuff. Every soul must, and then we teach other people, all those people who are the victims' families of someone who's been murdered, of someone who's also has to learn how to deal with grief, how to deal with loss, how to deal with how to find compassion and understanding in someone else who has hurt them, who has robbed them of their life and or of their security. Because hey, if you get raped, rape is a very difficult thing. I have many friends that have been raped, and I have watched them, and I have tried to get them to understand and look at it this way, that you had a contract with this guy, and this guy meant to teach you such a great deal. This horrible incident, as you look at it, is making your soul grow at such a huge amount, and you can learn to let go of it if you just change your perception and realize that. If you learn to understand yourself and have compassion towards yourself, if you learn it towards them as well. And every soul has agreed on this. The family members, as I said, they're all bound to contract. And this is why. Have you ever watched videos of somebody who, like a family member who had their son or daughter murdered, and they forgive the person? They instantly and they are honestly, truly forgiven the person. It's because they understand at a deep level, even if their conscious mind doesn't totally get at their heart level, they understand that this was a contract. that these two souls had to cause each other so much chaos and so much pain, and one soul in particular had to go through some unbearable pain and frightening things just so they can grow, the person, the murderer, the rapist can grow, and everybody else in the family can grow. It is a community thing. It is so much bigger than just you and you alone. And you have to let go of that. But as long as you act with emotion, you, again, you will never understand. You'll never reach the understanding. So why do people write this? I get that all the time. Well, Miss Raina, why do our souls write this stuff? Because we don't think about life like we do over here. We don't look at things as right and wrong, good or bad. We don't. We look at things and we say, okay, our main goal is growth, understanding, and to learn. We want to learn about ourselves, we want to grow, and we want to understand ourselves and life and how it works. And so we wipe our slates clean, we program who we are, who we're going to meet, the experiences, the challenges that we have, and how much chaos, and it's still up to you to determine how long that's going to last. And but again, we're not looking at it and saying, okay, well, okay, so I'm going to be murdered and this is going to happen. And we're not looking at, wow, this is really going to hurt me. Oh, man, I don't know if I really want to do this. This is really going to hurt me. We don't look at it at all, because why? We know we're immortal. We know that we're always going to be around. This is just a vessel. This is just a vehicle. We do not hold attachments to this body. Our body is disposable. It's like a car. If you buy a car and you drive it, yeah, it's nice. You're excited about it. But after 10, 20 years, it gets beat up. It starts to have problems. You get a new car. Are you such a mess where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I lost that car. I'll never live again without that car. No. You get a new car and you move on. And the person who's driving keeps going. If you have 7 new cars in a lifetime, you know, hey, do you sweat over each car? No, and we don't sweat over these bodies either. So no matter how tragic or how chaotic or how painful it looks over here, it's just a beat up car to us on the other side. Okay, it's done. We go back, we recover, and we move on, and we say, okay, we've learned our lessons, and we honored our contracts, we've honored our agreements, and because we don't hold on to attachments, then the pain is over quicker than we think. We move on. We don't go crazy over this kind of stuff. But over here, because you're learning how to not hold on to attachments, and because you're taught all these illusions, all these limitations, and until you find your way out of it, it's always going to hold you. So yes, you'll be afraid of death. Yes, you'll be angry at somebody that's hurt you, or you'll be outraged at a cop killing someone or someone killing a cop. You'll be outraged at politics. You'll be outraged at religion, because you're judging everything. Instead of just saying, hey, everybody has their own contract, everybody has their own agreement, and no matter what happens, those two souls will go back and be the light again, because all they're playing is a role. There's no evil in a murderer. There's no evil in a victim. There's no good in this person or that person. There is none of that. Everybody is in a role to their life plan due to contract and agreements. So whether we get murdered, we die young, we have disabilities, we write it like that. We write whatever will make us grow at all costs, at all costs. It doesn't matter to us. It just doesn't matter. We will do it because we know we will live on. We know it's just a role. We know the pain is short. Yes, it's painful while it's happening, but the moment we start to disconnect from our body, this pain stops. And then once you disconnect from your body, people, you are in pure love. You are not afraid of death. You don't even care that you're dead. You really don't. You don't. I don't know how many times I tell this to people, but people still want to choose because it's the unknown. They don't know that I'm telling the truth, but I am telling you, when you cross over, when you leave your body, even before you cross into the light, you do not care that you're gone. You don't. You're like, oh, okay, I'm gone. Let's go home. That's how you think. That's how you feel. And there's so much love around you. So it doesn't matter what happens here on earth. Was the contract fulfilled? Did I play my role? Did I go to my blueprint? Did I fill all my agreements? If not, and I didn't grow, then I'm going to keep doing these lessons. I'm going to keep doing these contracts until my soul grows. So I want you to take a moment and think about this. Think about who you fight with the most. Who has hurt you the most? What are the issues that just weigh on your heart the most over and over, and they just cycle? Those are the souls you've agreed with. And those are the souls that love you so much that they were willing to take on that role. If you want to heal your heart, heal it by understanding your contracts, agreement, and life plan. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. I love this stuff. I can go on for, I don't know. I mean, there is so much to these contracts. And I mean, I'm just giving you a light brushing of what contracts and life plans are. But there is so much. There's so much to them. But I really hope that you took in this information. I really hope that you can understand this. And if you're fighting it, people, if you're having a hard time with this, it's because you're fighting your belief system. I have nothing to gain. I really don't. I am telling you the truth as a spirit guide, how it is to help you grow so that you can grow into the person that you are and you can release your pain and judgment and anger. Take it from somebody who knows. If you're, like I said, if you're having a hard time, let go of your belief system. Say, well, maybe Miss Rain is right. Let's try her way and see if it works. I guarantee it does. Because I work with it every day. But if you'd like to follow us, everybody, follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. You can follow me personally on my Facebook at facebook.com/ The Life of Raina. Visit our website, soulandspiritguide.com, and sign up for our newsletter and receive like special offers on hidden shows, VIP access to the website, and even for a special, when we have special guests, sometimes they offer little packages, and those are only going to be available if you're part of our club and on the thing. If you have any questions, if you want to write me, you know I love hearing from you guys, please email me at thelifeofraina@icloud.com. All right, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful week, and thank you so much, and I'll see you next week. And always remember to believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities or our talents that make us who we are, but it is always our choices. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.